night. Nothing. I has changed for years after years after years. And then all of a sudden, heaven rolled back. And here stands this one angel standing right there. I'd be afraid too. But you know what the angel said in verse 10? And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Ain't you glad you got joy tonight in your heart? At least if you know Jesus, you got joy in your heart. But boy, if you don't know him, you ain't got no joy. But listen, here stands that angel. And I can imagine that they are afraid, but he said, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you. And thank God for that. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Boy, that's who they've been waiting on, wasn't it? And maybe that's who you're waiting on tonight, is a Savior. And I want you to know Jesus came for you tonight. If you don't get anything else out of what these kids done and what these young girls done, they just wanted you to see Jesus tonight. That's all they wanted, was to see that you would see him for the one name for you. And the Bible said, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. And said, now listen, here they are. Not only is there one angel now, but there's a whole bunch of them up there. And here's what they said. And it said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go now even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came and with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad, the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And boy, I'm telling you, you're talking about some boys that was excited. Listen here, they're just minding their business and doing their job, and God wrote back heaven. I always found it amazing that he went over, and notice he didn't go down to Herod's house and tell Herod about Jesus coming. I notice he didn't go anywhere else that night except to some shepherds out there in the field. I think God loves shepherds. If you read your Bible, you'll find out that God loves shepherds. But I can imagine that night. Now picture with it in your mind for just a minute. As they're sitting out there on a dark night, I don't know if there's any moon, don't know if there's any stars, but all of a sudden, heaven rolled back, and here is this angel giving them a promise that there's a Savior born down in Bethlehem. Boy, I'm glad tonight that me and you have the same promise that there's a Savior, amen, that was born for me and you so that we might be saved. Well, thank God for that, amen. Boy, I love Christmas, don't you? Not for what I might get, not for what somebody might give me, but boy, I tell you tonight, I love Christmas because it's all about him. The Bible talks about in Acts chapter 20, the Apostle Paul did. He said that it was what? He said that it was more blessed to give than to receive. You say, well, what's that got to do with anything? We teach these youngins along the way. I wonder what Santa Claus might bring them or Ho-Ho's going to bring them. Listen, it's okay to get things, have presents. But I want you to understand tonight, church, that it's all about him. It's always been about him. It ain't about presents. It's about getting the best present that there ever was. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, you say he gave himself so that we might receive him. You say, did he count that as a blessed thing? And yes, he did. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, for the joy that was set before him, that he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne on high. Hey, listen, Jesus, I counted it a joy to get to go to Calvary, amen. Yeah. Listen, he found it a great thing, and that to get to give, amen. Amen. Now think about that for just a minute. Have you ever got something that you wanted, Brother Danny? Boy, I tell you, I have too. And it's a good thing to get something that you want. I mean, something that you really want. And it's even better when you get something that you need. Amen. I like getting stuff that I need. I told my wife the other day, I said, I need some socks. And she said, well, tell somebody for Christmas. I said, I don't want to waste that Christmas present on socks. I mean, we'll just go to town and buy some socks. Amen. I don't want to waste somebody's Christmas present on socks. That'd be bad. But you know something? You know what's even better than getting something that you want? Or something that you need to give to something, to somebody else that was wanting or needing. Now, I'm going to be honest with you tonight, church. He said blessed. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And boy, when you've got, listen, I've been on both ends of that, Brother Red. I really have. I've been on both ends of that thing. And I would far rather give than to receive any day. I mean, I'd far rather give than to receive. And you know what? When I look at the Lord Jesus Christ, and I think that He said for the joy that was set before Him. Do you realize that when He was born that night over in the stable in Bethlehem, He knew what He was coming for. He knew that 33 and a half years that Calvary was going to face Him. And He was going to face it. I think about that sometimes during the creation, because the Bible says that there was nothing created without Him. And listen, He was there during creation. We've seen the Bible said that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth and the Spirit. The Bible said that God said, let there be light. And we know that He's the light of the world. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. But I kind of wonder sometimes that when they created over there this world and Mount Calvary was created. I kind of wonder about that sometimes. I kind of wonder because He knew, according to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, He knew what He was coming for. The Bible said that He was the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. He knew why He came. Tonight, as they played them song on them bells, and boy, I tell you, the very first one that was played was Jesus Loves Me. And we learned that we learned them songs when we was this size right here. Now, I'm not pointing at Jeremiah, okay? Pointing that one right next to him there, that little one sitting in there. Now, they taught us them songs that Jesus loved me. And if you ever think about that for just a minute, you know you better than anybody. You know you better than anybody. And to sing a song that Jesus loves me. Reckon why He loves you tonight. You ever wonder about that? Sometimes I miss sight of Him. I get wrapped up in church work and get wrapped up in just living a Christian life and doing what needs to be done. If we ain't careful, we'll miss Him. See, it's all about Him. See, because without Him, we wouldn't even be here tonight. We'd have no need to be here tonight without Him. Everything that was done tonight, from the singing to the signing to the bailing, hey, listen, it was all to honor Him. I tell you, if I could just get you to see one thing tonight, is He came for you. He came for you. He came for sinners. The Bible said in Luke 19:10, I believe it was, that for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. You know what? I'm so glad that Jesus loves sinners. From little sinners, you say, oh, my young man ain't a sinner. The Bible said in Romans chapter 3 that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, yeah. Them youngins need to get saved just like you did and just like you do tonight if you're not saved. That's why Jesus came, was so that He could save sinners. What a wonderful night. You realize that the world changed forever that night that He came into this world. Do you realize? Now think about that for just a second. Mary had heard all those things. The angel had already come by and promised, made all these promises. Joseph had seen the Lord had spoke to him in a dream, and no doubt she's put all these things in her heart. And as a matter of fact, the Bible said in Luke 2 that even after the angel, or even after the shepherds came, that they told her about everything that they'd seen and everything that they'd witnessed and everything they'd went through. The Bible said that she put them in her heart and she pondered on them things. Mary knew there was something different about that boy she's having. I mean, she conceived him of the Holy Spirit anyway, on top of that. And we understand that, the perfection. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, the man, had nothing to do with it. But listen, she knew he was different. And so as time rocked on, You know, the next time we see Christ after 8 days, you know, when he was 8 days old, the Bible said, if you go on to read in Luke chapter 2, they take him down there and they kill that turtle dove out there because of the Levitical law, and he's circumcised, and they name him Jesus. You know, that's what the angel said, wasn't it? Name him Jesus, or he shall save his people from their sin. And that's what that name means, by the way, is Savior or Deliverer. And that's who Jesus is. And so here stands a man standing out on the temple steps. And he knew by the Holy Spirit that he was not going to die till he seen the Lord's Christ. And so here he stands, and here comes Mary and Joseph. And here stands this old man out here on the temple steps. And I kind of think sometimes he'd peek at them babies in there and he'd just fold it back up and say, that ain't him. Nothing come through, and he'd open it up. He'd say, no, I didn't. And fold it back up. And then this one day, when Mary and Joseph come walking up the steps, and he peered back in there, he said, that's him. That's him. Right there, that's him. And boy, I mean, he began to prophesy, and he began to tell about how he was going to save Israel and be a light unto the Gentiles. Boy, that's him. I can imagine that day. That's him. That's him right here. Boy, she begins to ponder more in her heart and think about that. You know, sometimes I even think about Brother Danny. I think about when Simeon died and went to paradise. Now think about this for just a second. Now, y'all throw this out, okay? I ain't got no Bible on this kind of way, I think. You know, you are going to die and you're going to spend eternity somewhere, by the way. Amen. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll die and go to hell. And you need to get saved. Amen. And I'm just bragging on him tonight. That's all I'm doing. I'm just testifying a little bit. I think about when I died and went to paradise. And they know that Christ was coming one day to make them free from paradise. They know that. I can imagine when he walked in that day and death flips the book around and has him shine in. And all them people waiting in paradise, they say, are you him? Are you him, the one that was to come? No, I ain't him. But boy, I got to hold him down there on the temple steps that day. Woo, my. Boy, I tell you, when can you imagine when John the Baptist come rolling into paradise and they said, are you him? Are you him? Are you the one that's going to come? And old John said, no, I ain't him. But listen, I got to baptize him over there in the River Jordan. And I got to see the Spirit descend upon him like an unto a dove. And then one day, say, how do you know that he done that, preacher? Because the Bible said that he went and preached to the spirits that were in prison. And he that ascended is the one that descended. And that first, the Bible tells us. And so there was a day that there was a commotion in paradise. There was a commotion in paradise. As a feller come in, and boy, he was happy as could be. And they said, are you him? Are you him? And they said, no, I ain't him. But he told me that I'd be with him in paradise today. And right there he is. Boy, I can imagine. And he went and made all those that was in paradise free. And you may not understand that doctrine, at least you tonight. That's okay. You don't have to. What you need to understand is if he's made you free or not. Has he come? Have you ever met him? Him. It's all about, if I could just get you to see him tonight. The one that was born in Bethlehem. The one that came and done good. The one that was God in the flesh and healed those and cast out devils and saved sinners. If I could just get you to see him tonight. Amen.
Boy, they said
that it was more blessed to give than to receive. But you know one thing that I'm glad tonight that I received, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. I preached on this a little bit this morning. I've got a time when I received Him. And there's a time when He received me and made me part of the family of God. It's all about Him. Listen, Christmas is all about Him. It's not about the Christmas tree and the presents sitting under the tree. It's not. And as much as I love to spend time with family, and believe it or not, I love to spend time with family. Amen. And for some reason, it's just this time of the year that we spend time with family. As much as I love to do that, and I love to open presents, you can ask my wife, the heavier the paper, the better. I love to tear it off her. I really do. I love to open a present. But you know the best present you could ever receive would be the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. The Apostle Paul said at one point, I believe it was, he said, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Talking about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter who you are and what you've done, you can get saved tonight. Jesus came for you. Can I tell you that tonight? Let's bow our heads across the house. Men, if we'll come, get us a verse of invitation tonight. Come on. Listen. Do you know Him tonight? Do you know Him? Listen, I just testified a little while, just carrying on. But listen, I want you to see Him tonight. I want you to know about Him, the one that came, knowing what was going to happen when He did come, that He was going to have to go to Calvary. He knew that. But you know, the thing about it is that even though He knew it, He came anyway. Even though He knew that He was going to have to go to Calvary, and even though that He knew He was going to suffer ridicule, and even though He knew that He was going to suffer pain and agony and heartache, and He was going to be deserted at the very end, and everybody was going to leave Him, and all that, He knew that God the Father was even going to turn His back on Him. And He knew those things. But yet He came anyway. Think about how He came for you. Could there ever been a more humble birth than that of the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible said there was found no room for them in the inn. And the Bible said that after she had Him, that she wrapped Him in swaddling clothes and laid Him in a manger. And I kind of do think that night that, boy, that it was still. I kind of think that it was quiet. And if there was any animals around, I kind of think they had an idea of who that little boy might have been laying in the manger down there. Can I ask you tonight, have you ever met Him? The one that came for you so that you could be saved, make a way for you to go to heaven. Have you ever trusted Him in your heart? Well, He wants to save you. Now, I believe God's been dealing with somebody. Now, go ahead and start playing there, fellas, if you would. How about it? Do you know Him tonight? Do you know Him? I'm not talking about is that little boy laying over there in the manger. That ain't who I'm talking about now. I think most of us know that Jesus. I think most of us know Him. But I'm talking about that one that came, died, and went to Calvary. The one that they put in the grave and thought that they'd got Him. And 3 days later, He got up. Do you know Him? I don't know about, have you ever come to a place in your life where the Lord Jesus and that knocked upon your heart? Out of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will hear my voice and will open the door, He said, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Do you know Him tonight? Heavenly Father, I pray You'll move during this invitation. Would You help tonight? Lord, we just tried to brag on You for just a little bit, point folk to You. And Lord, I just pray tonight, God, that You spoke to folks' hearts. Somebody will move and come and get saved. Lord, we sure would like to meet them right down here. And we'll tell them what it takes, and all they got to do He just believed that you lived and died for them and rose again for them. If they'll believe that, knowing that they're lost, and ask you to save them, you'll do it. God, I pray they'll come tonight. And boy, they'll be ready for heaven, have a fit home, and act ready to go. Lord, if they don't get saved, they're going to die and go to hell just sure as the world. And God, I pray they'll come and get saved tonight. Would you help tonight the heart that needs some movement in it tonight? God, I pray you'll help. Tegan, we love you, helping this invitation for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.